Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over something that I have seen in the news. I haven't paid too much attention to it until I was on the elliptical machine this morning in the gym, and I just happened to be watching CNBC just because it was on the screen that was in front of me, and I saw these pictures of the trains, and I've seen some of these pictures, but I thought they were like Photoshopped, where you see the train tracks and just boxes and boxes and boxes just everywhere and trash just piled up. I thought that it was somehow a fake image that I was seeing. But then I started seeing it on CNBC and people talking about it. I'm like, wait a minute, those pictures are real? And I just was beside myself. So I did some research, and sure enough, I mean, I knew that California was declining into basically a cesspool of lawlessness because of these rules that they've implemented there, or taking away some of the laws that protect private property. And I know this whole push towards defund the police, and I can understand a lot of the good police officers out there. I'm sure there's a lot of bad ones, but a lot of good ones as well. And that because of what's happening in the world today, they have a lot less motivation to catch the bad guys because they're putting themselves at a significant risk if they're on the wrong side of the PR coin, let's say. I think you guys know what I'm referring to. So let's get into some of these pictures. And I'm sure a lot of you have been following this, but for those of you who haven't, these pictures are real. And this is what Los Angeles looks like right now. This is not from the Atlas Shrugged novel or the movies based on the novel. These are real life photos, believe it or not. Here we go. I mean, look at this. I think this is one of the photos that I saw, maybe a week ago, and thought to myself, okay, well, that's got to be Photoshop, or it's got to be something like, I don't know, it was right next to a dump, and this isn't Los Angeles, and they had to, maybe this was 10 years ago because of a hurricane or something, and they're just pretending that they're just using that picture for the story about the train robberies because it grabs more attention. No, that's what LA looks like right now. And it's not just this one. I mean, I don't know what these people are doing. It doesn't look like they're cleaning it up. It probably looks like they're just out there looking for scraps for things that the thieves didn't want and just discarded. I was reading one of the stories that talks about how one of the main things that the thieves are discarding, ironically enough, are the Cerveza sickness tests that the administration is sending out. And I say that's ironic because the administration is, when you include the groups that kind of have that worldview in California, they're the ones that are pushing to curtail all of these laws that protect private property. And they're the ones that are also pushing for every single person on the planet Earth to get the medicine and to get tested. And same group of people. So I'm not saying that all of our problems are a result of that worldview, but I am saying that a lot of the problems that we see in this degradation of the United States, or at least a lot of the states on the coast, you've got to put the blame solely on their shoulders. Well, I shouldn't say solely on their shoulders because there are a lot of variables there, but you got to put a lot of the blame on their shoulders. I mean, look at this. I don't know how this works. I mean, when the trains are parked, I guess the thieves are coming out at night and just with like some sort of, what is it called? Like a blowtorch or something like that? Is that the right? You know what I'm talking about with the blue flame that comes out and they're just like, you see in the movies or something, and that's how they're getting. Just unbelievable. I mean, my goodness gracious, look at that. Just boxes and trash everywhere. Wow. And you know what's ironic? Or another thing that's ironic, that was that first picture that we saw, is so many people told me when I started going to Colombia in 2015, they would say, oh, aren't you worried about XYZ going to a third world country? I can tell you what, I've been in Colombia on and off for 5 years. I have never seen anything like this. not even in the poor, the, like the super poor parts, like the favelas or whatever they're called in Brazil. Like in Medellin, they call them strata. So they give each neighborhood is kind of broken down into a specific strata by the government. And that's how they determine what their utility bills are among many of the property taxes, et cetera. So strata six is the really rich area. That's like Provenza, Poblado, the areas where I invest real estate, Provenza especially, that's top of the strata six. You go down to the strata ones, and those are when the people are super, super, super poor, but it's still clean. You don't see anything like this. And you know what else? And I mean, I don't want to go too far off on a tangent, but the drug cartel that you guys, I'm sure, you know, Medellin is known for, it's not like they don't exist. Like it's obviously there's not the violence and whatnot that you saw in the Pablo Escobar days, but a lot of those drug guys, maybe not the guys that were there in the 90s, but a lot of drug cartel people are there in Medellin, and they live in the strata six, and they live in the area, but their kids also go to school there. They have to shop there. That's where they like to hang out. And I can tell you one thing for sure. If one of those drug lords or drug guys in Medellin saw this happening in his neighborhood, no, that ain't going to fly. Whomever did this, the criminals that did this, they would be paying the price. Now they might not pay the price to the local police and authorities, but trust me, they would be paying the price. This would not fly in certain parts of Medellin for the reasons I just went into, and for a variety of other reasons too. The culturally, Colombians are incredibly clean people, I guess this isn't just about being clean. I guess it's just about these thieves that are just rampaging I'm not going to say in broad daylight, but right downtown LA. It's not like this is out in the jungle somewhere, miles away from police. This is right downtown LA. I mean, look at this. Look at that picture. You've got this beautiful sunset, city in the background, palm trees, and then this. Wow.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
So let's move on to an article that really talks about this in greater detail. This is from calmatters.org. And I don't think they're really, I mean, I don't know this website, but it doesn't seem like they're really political one way or the other. This goes back to the beginning of December. And this shows an area that I'm actually very familiar with because I used to live right here. In the early 2000s, maybe 99. Or no, maybe it was around 2000. I lived right down by Union Square in San Francisco. And I just lived in this crack hotel because I didn't have two nickels to rub together. But it was very close to this store. I know exactly where this is. It kind of brings back memories because I used to go into this store and just dream of being able to afford the things in this store. And well, I don't want to get too far off on a tangent, but that's kind of a nice memory, because I do remember how poor I was back then. And I just saw the things in that store and just thought, man, there's no way I could ever afford something like this. And now I can, so that's kind of a neat feeling. But okay, that aside, I know exactly where this Louis Vuitton is. And so the author looks like Vince Fong, Special 2 Cal Matters. Okay, he is an assemblyman, a Republican from Bakersfield. Okay, with the holiday season underway, California retailers and shoppers have been horrified by continued acts of looting, theft, burglaries, and the videos shown on social media that depict this lawlessness. I think this was even before the train stuff was going on. In the past couple weeks, news broke of the thieves looting nearly a dozen high-end stores. Walgreens, Target, Safeway reduced hours, closed stores to limit their losses of theft. Wow. No major city from San Francisco to Bakersfield to Los Angeles has been immune from the rise in thefts and property claims. So you say, well, why? Why is this happening here? Well, oh no, I thought they were talking about the trains there. They're not. I think the trains happened after this, maybe here in January. And they're probably, I think there's still, these train robberies are still happening. But really, the bottom line is, he says, this is an unfortunate consequence of policies like Proposition 47 that reduced penalties on property theft, less than $950 from a felony to a misdemeanor. This means no prison time. Charges for grand larceny, now requires thefts of more than $950. Now, not only will a thief steal more without facing a felony charge, they may steal again and again and again without serious consequences. And, you know, I'm someone that thinks we need a lot less government, but that doesn't mean we need no government. You still have to have rule of law. And rule of law has to start with private property rights. And this is an example of what happens when you don't have any private property rights. And oh, by the way, what is the World Economic Forum and the global elite? What are they pushing us to? No property rights. You'll own nothing, but you'll be happy. Really? We'll be happy? Because when you have that mindset in society, and the mindset I'm referring to is when you don't respect private property, this is what you get, especially when there's no penalty. So that's the news in California. I mean, my goodness gracious, I cannot see how anyone still lives in the LA area. Absolutely beyond me. But obviously this needs to be on our radar, because moving into 2022, we've got a lot of work. Obviously we need to push back against these authoritarians with the Cerveza sickness, with the mandates. We're doing that. I think we're really moving the needle on that front. But one of the next things we need to do after that is really start to talk about how the United States has been devolving and what we can do to get back to an environment where we are prioritizing private property rights and therefore building a society that is, I don't want to say far more safe, but a society where you're not worried about ordering something from Amazon and just wondering if it's going to get there, because are the train robbers going to steal it? I mean, it's like living in the 1800s, like the wild, wild west of the 1800s or something. Unbelievable. So on that note, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure that you're always standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and private property rights. We'll see you in the next video.